time again for the BeginnerTriathlete.com Beginner Triathlete of the Month. This time around, it's a guy who's changed his life in a multitude of ways, and the sport of triathlon had a lot to do with it. He's 35-year-old Bobby McDowell.
I always made myself a promise when I turned 30 that I would start getting into shape, and it didn't quite happen at 30, but at 31, I did my first 10K road race. And I did road races for a couple of years, and I was on another site, a runner site, and they had this one little segment that was for triathletes, and I always found myself going to that little message board, part of the message board, and running is my first love, but I knew I wanted to take it to another level, and I wanted to compete in some other sports, and triathlon just seemed like a natural fit.
But the other disciplines in triathlon were pretty foreign to McDowell.
Swimming in the ocean, I never swam competitively or biked competitively. I just took the leap. I just went out. It was like I want to do triathlons, and I just went out and bought a tri bike, and I just watched all the videos, and I just basically just poured over the internet to find as much information as I could about swimming and. Got a lot of information from the forums on swim technique.
Bobby's figured out some things about swimming, but admits he's still learning.
One thing that I noticed about just swimming in general, watching Ironmans on TV, is that the women always came out with the men, or sometimes they would even come out before the men. So something that said to me that there's something to the swimming other than just pure strength. And on the forums, always mentioned technique and high elbow, forearm, and I still am struggling with it, to be honest. It's my weakest discipline, but I really enjoy it. I think it's good for recovery and just adds, to the adventure of race day. Putting on the wetsuit and jumping into the water, it just makes it that much more of a rich sport for me.
Bobby's first try wasn't pretty.
My first triathlon was a mini sprint, and it was actually a pool swim, and I swallowed a lot of water, and it helped that it was in a pool, so it wasn't open water, so I wasn't as nervous, but I definitely, about halfway through the swim, I kept thinking to myself, why am I doing this? And I kept looking at the lifeguards. I was ready for them to come over and save me, because I'm sure I wasn't a pretty sight in the water, but I persevered and I made it through. And on the bike and the run, I actually had some stomach aches from all the chlorinated water that I swallowed. I still struggle with the swim. I spent a lot of time in the water. I'm actually going to see a swim coach this month because I definitely think something's flawed in my technique.
Since that first triathlon, McDowell has completely embraced being a triathlete.
I've done in the last 2 years. I've done 6 half Ironmans. I've done other sprints. I've done Olympics. I'm doing Ironman Lake Placid. So, I've definitely taken to this lifestyle. It's quite addicting for me.
And with Lake Placid ahead, he's leaning on the knowledge of others.
I turn to the boards and I turn to a lot of members, like Johnny Kay and Fred Penn State, and James Taser, who have done these distances before, and relying on their experience and what they tell me. James G is another guy who's given me some great critique and advice in the past. And, I've just basically accepted the fact that the triathlon, when you're out there, you're kind of on your own, but you're not. There's a lot of crowd support. And even though you think it's an individual sport, it's not. I have a lot of support from my wife and my kids. And I definitely... the success that I've found in this sport early on, and it's definitely it's not about me. It's about everyone that's helped me and everybody I've listened to. Because if I didn't have the training programs on this site and have all these cool tools, I honestly don't think I would be as motivated. And if I didn't have all the experience from other people to learn from, I didn't have to so many mistakes that I didn't have to make because I read race reports and I had people tell me. The mistakes that they made, I didn't have to make them. So within 2 years, I was, I think I was able to fast forward through a lot of mistakes that I would have made just doing this on my own. And I have made a lot of mistakes. And like I said, I'm still really struggling with the swimming. I'm still struggling with nutrition at the longer distances. For the sprint and the Olympic distances, it's nutrition isn't as it's a smaller part, I'm finding, of race day. But as you're out there for 3, 4, and 5 hours, nutrition's very important. I'm still learning what my body likes.
And these days, MacDowell is a resource for newbie triathletes, a role he relishes.
There's a saying that I've read: you have to keep it, you got to give it away, and that's what I try to do. I try to be really in my blog and in my race reports. I try to be really open and honest, so people can learn from so I could help people as I've been helped, and just keep that kind of karma going. I did a post that. The 10 things that I learned on race day, and things that I learned, I think, that are really important are just getting to the race really early. Whenever transition opens, whenever time they say it opens, I try to get there so I can set my stuff up, and I'm more relaxed. Just simple things like don't forget the sunscreen. First thing I do is I put on sunscreen, because it's always especially for Olympic distance and longer, you're going to be out there in the sun, and sometimes the sunburn is worse than the soreness the next day. And the same thing, I put Vaseline on my toes, and I use Body Glide in all the important areas, because sometimes chafing again is worse than the soreness the following day.
Triathlon is much more than a sport for Bobby. It's a way of life.
It's really cool. My son is 6. And he trains with me now, and he runs about a mile. I don't want to push him further than that. And he's it makes me very I get a lot of satisfaction, and I'm very proud of him when I see him do things, because I'm leading a good lifestyle. Because initially, I didn't have a good lifestyle. Going back a little bit, my first exposure to running was I ran on the track team in ninth grade. And I was also I was on a traveling soccer team, so I was athletic when I was very young. And in ninth grade, I did a 400-meter race, and I barely finished the race. It wasn't pretty. I was not prepared for it. And ever since that race, I kind of got down on myself, and I started hanging out with the wrong crowd. And for a lot of years, I engaged in activities. Used a lot of. I abused drugs and alcohol on a daily basis for my teen years and throughout my 20s. And that was a promise I made myself when I turned 30 that I would stop that behavior, but I wasn't able to do that on my own. Just like triathlon, I was able to get help, and I'm now I've been clean and sober, 100% clean and sober for many years, and triathlon is definitely a big part of that recovery for me. It's definitely filled a void that I had within me. It's basically I don't, aside from caffeine, I don't put anything into my body, not even aspirin or anything, cold medicine or anything nowadays. And triathlon training on a daily basis is really what helps keep me focused and keep me level, and it just puts me in a very good spot and has made me a good father, a good husband, a good worker. I have a lot more energy for work, I really, when I do a lot of these races, and there when I did the New York City Marathon, was my first marathon in 2007, I raised money for the Legacy Foundation, which tries to steer kids away from smoking and introduce them to tobacco. I started smoking when I was in sixth grade, and I smoked for cigarettes for a lot of years. And again, I did some other really bad things that I hope my kids don't do when I was younger. And today, none of those things are a part of my life. And a big reason for that is this triathlon lifestyle that I live today. And like I said, it is a lifestyle because I live it and breathe it every single day. And I've really reaped the rewards from it. And helping other people, introducing them to the sport and helping them has really, paid dividends for me. And it really makes me, every day, I feel like I'm doing something positive.
Congratulations to Bobby McDowell, our Beginner Triathlete of the Month. Music from the Donis Trio, courtesy of the PotSafe Music Network. For BeginnerTriathlete.com, I'm Kevin Patrick.